Good evening. This is Bill Satterlee, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We're going to be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. In the last week or so, I've acquired about 5 CDs of Les and Larry Elgart, which is a kind of a swing band before mainstream came, but it's still some good music. In addition, I found some Claude Thornhill Orchestra, and that's what I'm going to play right now, doing a tune entitled Robin's Nest. Claude Thornhill Orchestra. He played piano and was an arranger, but Gil Evans arranged this particular tune. And he started in the early 40s to play what he described as the cool big bands.
Certainly was. That's some great arranging. Well, you know, a couple months ago, I did a salute to the Woody Herman Orchestra. Woody Herman and his various herds, big first herd, second herd, third herd, right on down the line. And I realized I had quite a bit of additional material I never got to, so I'm going to pick up tonight with a salute to the Woody Herman herds and play some of the fine things that they did down through the years. The Woody Herman first herd was formed in around 1944, and had such great people as Flip Phillips on tenor sax and Bill Harris on trombone, and Ralph Burns was doing the arranging and the piano work. And this is one of their first big hits, cut from the Columbia's label in March of 1945, called Northwest Passage. That was Woody Herman and his orchestra. The famous Woody Herman first heard doing Northwest Passage, and some fine tenor sax work there by our man Flip Phillips, and Bill Harris did the trombone solo work.
I want to play something by Howard Roberts, guitar player, from a CD. Mr. Roberts plays guitar, and he features three or four different groups on his CD. I'm going to play a tune, A Ghost of a Chance, and it features Red Norvo on vibes, Howard Roberts on guitar, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Joe Moriano on drums. So let's listen to their rendition of A Ghost of a Chance. Thank you. kind of a laid-back, mellow song, and it was Howard Roberts on guitar.
No salute to Woody Herman and his various herds. His great orchestras all through the years would be complete without at least playing one track of the Woodchopper's Ball, written by Woody Herman, cut on the Columbia label in December of 46 in Chicago. Let's listen to Woodchopper's Ball. Woody Herman and his first herd, cut on a Columbia label in December of 46. That was Woodchopper's Ball and some fine trombone work there by Bill Harris.
I want to follow that up with today's maybe best clarinet player, Ken Peplowski, and from a Concord album, Illuminations, featuring the Ken Peplowski Quintet. He would be playing clarinet, tenor and alto sax, Junior Mance on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Dennis Irwin on the bass, and Alan Dawson on drums, doing a tune entitled Jim Dogs.
Thank you.
Ken Piblowski Quintet playing Jim Dogs, and Ken played a lot more tenor than he did clarinet on that particular song.
You know, Woody Herman had to wind down that first tour. That was a hectic time for Woody, and they were on tour on the road all the time and playing radio shows and stage shows and one-nighters and on and on and on. He finally, I think he got a little bit of a burnout, and he closed the band down, I guess, towards the end of 46, and he went back to Hollywood or L.A. and cooled out for a few months, and then he got the itch again to put another band together, and that was the Second Herd. That was the famous Four Brothers band that had Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, and Herbie Stewart on tenor sax, and Herb Charloff on baritone sax, and then Herbie left and Al Cohn came in. And it was that was a famous Four Brothers band, which is really a bop band. They cut, I guess a dozen or so tracks on the Capitol label 47. I'm going to place a couple air checks here. Woody Herman, the Second Herd, 1948 on a Storyville label. And this is a little swinger written and arranged by Tiny Khan, who was an excellent drummer at that time, who died at a very young age, about 30. And this is an air check live from the Commander Hotel in New York City in April of 48, Tiny's Blues.
Here's a serenade type number.
That was the famous Four Brothers Band at the Commodore Hotel in New York City, April 28th of 1948, doing Tiny's Blues. I'm just looking at the personnel in this band. My goodness, they had Bernie Glow, Shorty Rogers, Ernie Royal on trumpets. Earl Swope was a great trombone player. And, of course, a sax section of Al Cohn, Stan Getz, Zoo Sims, and Serge Sharloff. And Jimmy Rainey was on guitar, and Don LaMondo was on drums.
I think everything I've played tonight has been on the Concord label, and I'll continue to do that from an organ player, Jack McDuff, and from a CD entitled Color Me Blue, and it features him on organ, Red Holloway on alto and tenor, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums doing a tune entitled Color Me Blue.
Thank you.
Jack McDuffin playing, and the tune is really called Mo Candy and not Color Me Blue, so sorry about that. The song was great, even though you may have thought it had a different name.
We're going to turn now again to the Woody Herman's second herd, circa 1948. I'm going to do another air check. This time it was from the Hollywood Palladium in March of 1948, and this is a Neil Hefti arrangement and composition of a tune called Half Past Jumpin' Time.
We'll be right back.
Woody Herman's Second Herd, also well known as the Four Brothers Band, and that was cut at the Hollywood Palladium in March of 1948. Half Past Jumping Time was the composition written and arranged by Neil Hefti, and Sir Charlotte from Baritone Sax got a chance to blow on that one.
I'm going to play something from the Seabreeze label entitled the Bill O'Connor Big Band Jazz Live, doing a tune entitled All of Me.
Thank you.
That was Bill O'Connor Big Band, and that was Cheryl Lynn Riley on vocals.
This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley, and you, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz. After this next tune, we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back for another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. After Woody closed down his second herd at around 1949, he went on to form numerous other herds that lost track after a while. Third herd, fourth herd, fifth herd. This is, I don't know if this is their third or fourth herd. It was live at a place called the Lagoon in Salt Lake City. This is another air check, and cut in July of 1956. And this band wasn't bad at all either. It had Bill Harris on trombone, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Victor Feldman on vibes. And so let's listen to them do something that was written by Dickie Wells called After Theater Jump.